Hello, I'm back again with the next video on my request list, and I'm going to start my videos as I always do. So the life path six and the expression number one. So that life path six is the most important number in your chart. It's king of your castle, and your expression number one and all the other numbers in your chart exist solely to support that life path six. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what you're here to achieve in the six, the things that you're here to develop and work towards in the six energy. So things you're going to struggle with, things that you're not going to find easy. But I'm also going to express to you the talent that you bring with you, that in some areas will help you achieve your life path six, but in some elements will not be so helpful. And it'll be good for you to know that so that you can put extra effort into making sure that element of your life path six is achieved, whether your expression one supports it or not. So if you're a life path six, your areas of development or things to achieve, your struggles and challenges for this lifetime are to learn to be a visionary of the ideal, the utopian ideal, a dreamer of a utopian world where everyone's looked after. But you must always also reconcile that utopian ideal and your set of ideals with practical reality to prevent yourself from judging yourself and others and the whole world, causing unhappiness and disappointment. You need to learn to be nurturing and compassionate around your family and secure and community, and not judge other people for who they are and feel that you're in a constant sense of unhappiness because the world isn't how you would want it to be. Those are your struggles when you're a life path six. When you have an expression number one, you bring with you a bit more of a talent for realism. You're talented at being uniquely creative, channeling and expressing your unique new ideas from source energy. You have the confidence and the leadership skills to manifest your ideas. You're a doer, an initiator, an actor, and you get things done. You're an achiever. You're here to create change. You're a dynamic, you're an excellent leader, and you get things done. You achieve, you take risks, and everything gets done around a one. So let's break down the life path six into its 10 elements to see how the expression number one is going to help or hinder your life path six. So first and foremost, the life path six is here to learn to be a visionary of the ideal, to be a dreamer of the utopian world where everyone is looked after and nobody is wanting for anything. You want to create a better world with your ideals when you're a life path six, but you struggle to reconcile these ideals and get really disappointed and judgmental and upset when your ideals aren't realized. So your life path six needs you to be that visionary of the ideal. And your one energy, however, brings with it a very, very realistic doer energy, which could disrupt your utopian vision sometimes. It's going to bring you the realism you need to help you to reconcile your ideas and your ideals. But what's important is you don't let the one energy to completely destroy your utopian vision. The one energy can be so over the top realistic, they can tip into pessimistic and feel that nothing good is ever achievable, which completely could smash a life path six's utopian vision. But the life path six is here to have that utopian vision. You're here to be the benchmark for us all to look towards the ideal, but safe in the reconciliation that we can't always have our ideals, and the ideals are not always feasible, especially in a world where we're here to learn by our experience. You're able to channel and express unique new ideas in the one expression energy from source consciousness, and you can bring about positive change by manifesting those ideas, initiating and being a doer and an action orientated bringer of change. So to support that life path six, you must ensure that you have a clear vision of a better world for all, but a realistic vision for a better world than for all, because it's really important for your life path six that you reconcile these ideals with practical reality and not use these ideals as a benchmark for your happiness, causing misery and disappointment and judgment. So your one talent energy will help you to express your innovation and leadership so that you can help to turn your visionary ideals to reality to support your life path 6, and use your one talent energy to make sure that your utopian ideas and utopian ideals are feasible in the real world. And the expression 1 will help you to do that. Just make sure your expression talent, your realistic talent, doesn't stop you from having a utopian vision at all. You do need your utopian vision. You just need to be realistic about it. So balance the two if you're a life path 6, expression 1. You're also here to learn to not use your amazing, beautiful, utopian ideals as a benchmark for your happiness, to bring you disappointment and misery because you haven't achieved them. You must reconcile your ideals with practical reality, as I've been saying already, because you often judge yourself and others for not hitting the perfectionistic standards that you hold for yourself and other people. And this can cause you great disappointment and unhappiness, and you need to evolve past that as a life path 6. So you can become disheartened by the imperfections of this world, but your realistic 1 talent, as long as it hasn't destroyed your utopian vision, can help you to reconcile your ideals and your utopian vision with reality, to lessen your disappointment with the world and the people around you, because you'll have more of a realistic take on what's feasible in this world. You're unique. You're ahead of your time as a 1 energy. You're ahead of your time in your thinking and your doing. You stay positive. You channel ideas that you can realistically develop to support your life path 6. And you're able to manifest those ideas to support your life path 6. So to support your life path 6, it's important that you realize that the world is a school. It's a virtual reality school of experience that where all ideas exist, both just and unjust, for us to manifest and experience in the real world in order to learn and evolve spiritually. I mean, consciousness is everything. It's all ideas, source energy, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, is all ideas, all unmanifested ideas and experience existing to help us learn and evolve. We must experience all, both the negative and the positive, to teach us lessons for our soul's evolution. There is no perfection, certainly not yet anyway. And perfection is very much in the eye of the perceiver anyway. Who says what's perfection and what isn't? You're also here to develop your ability to see that big picture and not get stuck on the perfectionistic petty detail of like the details of what might have gone wrong here or what might have gone wrong here, you know, and you end up ruining your happiness and your big picture successes with your nitpicking of the petty, you know, judgmental, you know, well, that might have worked, but, you know, he didn't do it right, or they forgot the water on the tables, or somebody fell over as they were, blah, 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 blah. Keep the big picture in mind and know that you have achieved something good, you know, even though if you had some little nitpick worries along the way, that's life. So you need to keep the big picture in mind to support your life path 6 and not focus too much on judgment of that petty detail. And your 1 expression energy can channel big picture ideas straight from source energy, from source consciousness, or whatever you want to call it. Your more ideas and action ideas are orientated than detail and analysis orientated, which could help you not to get stuck too much in the detail, because you're more of a doer and an experiencer and a learn by the seat of your pants and learn by experience kind of person, and less of a dweller and an analyzer, which can be good for you to help you like manage your tendencies in the 6. However, your 1 energy makes you much more likely to suffer low confidence, and the 6 has that too. So you're very likely to have elements or bouts or always have low confidence and find yourself craving feedback and validation from other people. Even small criticisms from others can like be blown out of all proportion by a 6, and blown out of all proportion in their mind and make them feel really miserable, like they're a failure, they haven't met the perfection and the ideals that they wanted to, rah, rah, rah. And this can be exacerbated by setting the bar far too high for yourself, as a 6 often does, and setting yourself and others and the world up to fail, to then be judged by you and misery to ensue. That's what the one needs to get past. So support your life path six by seeing and keeping and celebrating that big picture, that big picture achievement of your ideas, without focusing on or making judgments on or feeling disappointed by small snags and failures and imperfections that are really bugging you that don't need to bug you. Keep that big picture in mind and don't let your ideals and your perfections be a benchmark for your happiness and your confidence levels. You're here to learn to be a nurturer, be compassionate, caring, giving, especially to those that are vulnerable or struggling within your close relationships, your community, and even the wider world. Your life path needs you to be a nurturer. Your expression one energy makes you a task rather than people orientated though. So whereas you're here to nurture, your expression one might tip you more towards on the surface relationships and task orientation rather than people. So you're more of a leader than a nurturer. Your leadership style can be quite strong, task orientated, often blunt and sometimes aggressive, which, you know, doesn't really point towards anything nurturing. So your task orientation in the one talent energy could draw you to more independent work and idea development rather than people nurture. So support your life path six by taking more of an interest in the people around you, helping the vulnerable and channeling and expressing innovative ideas that can help improve the lives of others, especially those whose lives are less fortunate than yours. So you're here also to develop them boundaries. As a carer and a server, sometimes you can do too much to ensure that you're not only you're not meddling in other people's lives, but you're looking after your own mental and physical health as well. You do a lot for others sometimes, sometimes too much, which can make you a bit of a meddler in other people's lives, but it can also make you feel undervalued, unappreciated, and ill with exhaustion because you're doing too much, and you can lose yourself when you're doing too much for other people and not enough for yourself. So your life path six suggests that you may do too much for others, that you may overstep your boundaries towards meddling and exhaustion. Okay, but your expression one talent energy means that you're less likely to do too much for others. The one is more selfish and more task orientated, which could serve to balance this energy. You do your own independent thing when you're an expression number one, and you develop yourself and you develop your own achievement in this world. This used properly can help balance your overpowering need to nurture and meddle in other people's lives. However, sometimes your passion for results in the one energy can cause you to aggressively overstep other people's boundaries and could exacerbate your idealism and make you less able to cope and more judgmental of others when you're at your lowest for not reaching your ideals. And you can do it quite aggressively. So to support your life path six, you must understand that we all have emotions, needs and boundaries to what we can healthily cope with, but you must not overstep them in yourself or with others. You're also here to develop your social skills, you know, to be a team player. You must break through low self-esteem and be talkative and fun and loving and relaxed around others, because six can be quite full of social anxiety. But your life path six suggests that you may struggle with shyness and anxiety in social situations. But your one talent energy means that you're very energetic. You can be very social, talkative and very fun loving. You have that talent and ability there. However, the one energy is not really concerned with working in teams or being very social. The one talent energy seems to have a lot of relationships that are very on the surface rather than deep relationships. They're good at working independently in the one energy, and they're good at leading a team and delegating, but they can hold themselves back socially and not really connect on a deep emotional level with others because of low self-esteem, because of their one talent being more task orientated. So to support that life path six, seek more social time and more time where you can deepen your relationships with others. Realize more how important your relationships are to you and your purpose to nurture others and the world and those less fortunate than yourself. You're here to create a stable, nurturing, tranquil home to maintain your security and well-being, which could be a problem because you're a life path six, you know, and you're here to nurture a family of, in an environment of stability and love. So naturally, as a life path six, you're going to struggle to do this. So you need to develop towards creating a stable, nurturing, tranquil environment to maintain your security and your stability and safety and peace for yourself and your family. However, your one expression energy makes you more of the dynamic, more unstable type. You're changeable. You tend to be more focused on your career and making your mark on the world. You may focus on family later in your life, as stability is not an easy thing for a one. They prefer to be changeable and dynamic and move on to the next. That's where your talent is. Your talent for dynamism and flexibility and surging ahead and initiating new ideas, and your passion, your emotion in every way, both positively and negatively, which is sometimes not conducive with peaceful environments. The high emotions of a one is often not conducive with the stability and peace needed in a six family home. So to support your life path six, work on becoming a little bit more subjective and less task. You know, be more compassionate, more patient, more nurturing in your manner and your intentions towards others, because you can come across as quite aggressive and overpowering and task orientated, and you're here to be a bit softer than that. You're here to create a stable, settled, peaceful, nurturing, loving, caring family home that everybody wants to be in. You're also here to learn to be responsible and do good for those you care for. People naturally put you in positions of responsibility, but you often resent always being the responsible one, and you must, you know, make sure you don't do too much at the end of the day. And the life path six tends to do that. So your life path six needs you to learn to be responsible and do good for those you care for. But your one talent energy makes you creatively powerful. You're always creating all the time, and you can use your creative power very well and very positively. Or you can use it for very nefarious reasons, depending on your state of mind as a one energy and whether you're channeling information from source or not. You tend not to be so good at being the responsible one. You don't like to be responsible to others. You're very independent. You're more of a leader. You like others to be responsible to you, not the other way around. And you don't want to necessarily be the responsible one, because you've got tasks to achieve in this world as an expression one. And you don't necessarily want to be responsible to someone else, unless it's part of your tasks as a leader, or unless it brings your innovative ideas forward, or it progresses or achieves your task in some way, or your goals in some way. So to support your life path six, you need to ensure that you stay connected to source consciousness to make sure that your actions are always positive, and use ideas that you channel to create good for everyone, to create positivity, positive change for everyone, and so that you're using your immense power responsibly. You're also here to learn to develop your amazing potential in the artistic, the aesthetic, the beautiful, and the musical. You're very much the creative artist, whether you choose to channel that in art or music. You've got strong potential and ability, but you know, your social anxiety and low confidence tends to stop you from expressing your creative and artistic abilities. You have amazing musical and artistic potential that you need to develop in this lifetime. And your expression number one is very creative and artistic, and is very much going to help you to do this. You need to develop towards being artistic and aesthetic. The one's going to help you to do that. You can be artistic and creative in the one talent energy. You love to create artistic beauty with your artistic and creative skills. So your one expression talent is really going to help you here. You can also use the creativity of your expression number one to help you achieve the nurturing, idealistic love of your life path six. But the detail of that is up to you. Now, I hope you found my video really useful. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so and smash that bell icon so you're always kept up to date. And please like this video, because it lets me know that you like the video and it helps me out a lot. If you want to ask me a question, request a video, or just have a chat, you can email me or contact me on social media. I'm also going to put a link to my Udemy course on the description box of this video, because I've got one course already out, and there's another one on its way in the next couple of weeks. So if you'd like to learn about numerology and be a practitioner, then click on the link in the description box and it will take you straight to my first course. And I might give you a discount on my master course next time. Haha. But send me an email if you've just, if you're just going on to my Udemy course and you've just subscribed, or you've just, what do you call it, just started learning on my Foundations Practitioner course, contact me and let me know, and I'll give you a discount on my Master Practitioner course. So as ever, guys, trust the soul within you. Only you and your intuition knows what is best for you.